And we are live, episode 7 of the Two Beards podcast. Aaron, how are you?
Yeah, I'm good, mate. Thank you very much. How are you?
Yeah, well, mate, it feels weird without the other Aaron being here. It was good last week, wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, like, why have we not got guests on each and every week? But we're going to mix it up.
Well, yeah.
We'll surprise people.
Yeah, it was good, though, last week. I really enjoyed that.
Yep.
But how are you? How's your week been? What have you been doing?
Nothing out of the ordinary. I did put up on recently on my socials about doing tours in my cab.
Mm.
Which is gave me the idea from Christmas. I've done Christmas lights tours, and then the people that I took out, some went out in couples.
Yep.
Brought their own hampers, got pissed in the back of the cab, took them around the places, took pictures, and I thought, oh, give me a bit of a decent idea. And because of lockdown has fucked up a lot of people's plans throughout the year.
Yeah.
I thought it'd be a good opportunity to get people out, groups of men, women, couples, like couples with other couples. And again, going to supply them with a bottle of Prosecco, crate of beer.
Lovely.
Depends what they want. Likewise, take them around like Buckingham Palace, St. Paul's Cathedral, and play a bit of music that they want to listen to. And have a good time in the back of the cab.
Enjoy. Lovely. So if anyone's interested, get at him on Instagram or actually send me an email. We'll get that booked in for you. I'm sure you'll enjoy it. A whole few hours.
Yes.
With the main man himself.
You know.
Giving it large.
Large and in charge. In character as well. So you're not going to be listening to this boring Aaron fucking John. You're going to have the crazy ginger cabby.
Yes. Okay. With his head hanging out the window.
Yeah, with the pink comb.
Shouting at Uber drivers and cyclists.
Throwing eggs.
Good lad, mate.
Absolutely. What's up with you? What's new? What's old?
Nothing much, mate. Usual stuff, but can we say I've actually had a pretty sick week, to be fair.
I was just gonna say, look, I was gonna tee it up and just sort of like say and act a little bit like, oh, like what's new, and then you can just play it cool, and then I'll say, yeah, but what have you got on your arm, mate?
No, but I've had like a proper good week. So the old Aubameyang said, "That's my big boy."
You're buzzing off there, weren't you?
Mate, I was an emotional wreck. I've watched it about a million times.
Yeah, I'd save that. I'd put it on a VHS just in case
everything.
It comes back.
Everything.
DVD.
Floppy disk. Mini disk.
Hard drive.
I'm putting it on everything.
Your brother's got his work cut out and your runes.
Lovely, mate. Yeah, so that was pretty sick to see that, to be fair. I was very excited. And then Arsenal dropped the whole tattoo.
Yeah, can you...
the old Mikel Arteta tattoo.
Can you tell us the story behind it and why you got it?
Yeah, do you know what? Because there was a few comments, and like some people say, oh, but why have you got Mikel Arteta's name? But like, it's not, I know it's his name,
yeah,
but it don't mean that to me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I got to fucking sit and watch Arsenal win the cup with Nan, when you know full well normally we'd be out at the ground, we'd be in the boozer. So to sit and watch it with her is a memory of that. And obviously I said during the game, if we win, Nan, I'll get this tattooed on me.
Yeah, of course.
So now every time I look at that now, I'm not going to see Arteta's name. No, I'm going to remember the time I smashed up Nanny's gaff, chucked beer around, and then it was my Uber sand. That's my big wedge. That just reminds of everything that's happened over the last year, man.
It all ties in. And so when Arteta gets sacked probably next season, you're not going to be too like, oh, fuck, what have I got this on my arm for?
No, it's more about just a reminder of what happened with Nan. Like, it's been a pretty good year, to be fair, for me. It's been a pretty good year for us both, considering all what's happened.
Yeah.
But
I think
silver lining is we've had a pretty good year,
to be fair. I mean, we're still relatively healthy. You still in work, good work, good paid. I'm not. I've seen my son grow up every day. That's happy days. That's all I've... It's fantastic. And we won the cup final,
exactly.
As you said.
Got to be positive, mate. Always glass half full. Always.
Well, yeah, no, I'm with you. But then we get fucking brought back down to earth.
By our football team.
Yeah, this past weekend.
Go on. Let us have it, Al. What? Let us have it.
I get we've had the conversation about the standard of refereeing, which you're obviously going to go into, and I back you up on it. And I messaged you and I said, yeah, I get it. But your fucking infatuation with Granit Xhaka, I understand he's played a little bit better since Partey's come in, right? But fuck me, mate. We are cruising in this game. Granted, Saka probably should have put us 2-0 up. Bit more composure. That's not his fault. We had another good game. Changing my opinion on him a little bit. Only a small bit. But Xhaka, all right, we're trying to play it from the back. Nothing wrong with that. But you got to get it right. He got broke down on Match of the Day. He has a quick look when he's receiving the ball. Straight away, right foot, bang, into that area. And let the fucking right back and the other centre-half deal with it. but he takes a touch, puts it closer into the goal area, and then with his weak foot, his right foot ain't his fucking greatest foot, his weak foot tries to play it around Chris Wood. It hits him and we know the outcome. That, for me, mate, it is not fucking good enough. If we want to finish, well, we're not going to get top four, but if we want to finish strongly, which 9 times out of 10 we actually do in this season, we got to be winning games against fucking Burnley. Like, they had fuck all in that game. Like, we were cruising.
Mm.
And tactically, we looked so much better. And you've piped on about that for quite a while now. And we do. Even defensively. I know it's a fuck-up, but defensively, we just look a little bit more solid and everyone understands their roles. And I just think stuff like that is what continuously lets us fucking down.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to bash Granit Xhaka and do all that fucking shit that the fans done before and like started calling him a prick off the pitch and throwing abuse. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying, you've got to be fucking better. If you're on a lot of fucking money and you're playing in the midfield of one, like, of our fucking football team. Like, another team, if I'd look at it, I think, like, fucking hell. Is he sure?
Mm.
But when it's us, you take it a little bit more personally, and which I have, and you can tell I'm getting fucking riled up about it, and you're half looking at me as if to say, yeah, but we should have been given a penalty. We should have won. Or do you know what I mean?
I'm not going to get to that a bit, Josh, yet.
All right, but what I'm saying is that for every fucking step forward that geezer makes, he always seems to do something that fucking lets him down. And ultimately, it don't just let him down and it's like, oh, right, well, we still won fucking 3-1. It's cost us 2 massive points. We could be fucking 3 points behind the best team in the world, Liverpool, who got fucking ironed out against Fulham. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
But like, we get to a point where it's like, all right, we're pushing on, we're on a fucking roll here, we're playing well, we're doing well, we're getting the results, and then bang, this happens. And then we're going into the fucking North London derby. All right. Form goes out the window, as we all know, with that game. But we could be going on to one where Olympiacos next before it. It fucking wham me gears.
But me. I think it's really out of order, the criticism that geezer gets. Because that bloke... Wait. I've listened to you. Hang on. That geezer for the last 7, 8, 9 weeks has been sensational. Because bear in mind that Thomas Partey hasn't actually been starting for a while because he's been injured, yeah? And Granit Xhaka has been absolutely sensational. No one comes out and says, oh, how good he's been. But as soon as he makes a mistake, which, when you're playing out from the back, you are going to make mistakes. Every club does it. It happens to every team who plays out from the back. Mistakes happened and you get caught at some point. Now, the reason it's normally him is because unless Partey's playing, 9 times out of 10, he's the one who drifts and shows for it. It's why the season before it was Guendouzi it was happening to, because Guendouzi was the one who was dropping deep to show for it.
Mm-hmm.
So Xhaka drops deep, he tries to show for it. I get that it's a mistake, but there's been plenty of other mistakes over the last 6 weeks that have had nothing to do with Granit Xhaka, but that person will not get half as much stick as what Granit Xhaka does.
Why do you think he gets as much
stick?
Because
it's just easy for people to jump on. Like, it's easy for you to jump on Granit Xhaka because he's made a mistake and you don't like him that much as a football player. It's easy for you because he's made mistakes in the past before Mikel Arteta was here, because he done what he done with the Palace thing. It's easy for everyone to jump on him as soon as he makes a mistake and go,
but you know what?
It's his fault. So what about Dani Ceballos?
But
against Olympiacos?
I've listened. For me, I wouldn't play him for the rest of the season, Ceballos, because I think that what he done there was an absolute frigging shambles.
Do you not think it's just easy, though, to blame Granit Xhaka? Do you
not? I'm with you there. But for me, the whole going off the pitch with the fray on the shirt like last season or whatever it was, I don't hold that against him.
Mm.
It's his performances are not good enough, in my opinion, to play for Arsenal. But we don't have anyone else.
But he's been shit at Al.
Mate, you like you said, for fucking 7 games, Geez. How many years
he's been? 10 weeks. He's been shit hot.
I wouldn't say shit hot.
Mate, he's been controlling the midfield for us for a long, long time now.
He's done it. Listen, it's your opinion. That's my opinion. I don't think he's has been as great as what you think, but then you don't think he's been as...
I don't want to do this podcast with you anymore, mate. You're an arsehole.
You're a fucking liar, mate. Get Rooney in here, then. Actually, don't. keep me on.
No, I get that Granit Xhaka, he splits. He does massively split opinions.
I think he's 50-50 with the Arsenal
with
fans.
With the Arsenal fans. You either love him or you hate him. You either appreciate what he does and what he brings to the team, or you just like...
You could tell he was gutted. You could tell he was gutted. And having Arteta in, I think, has rejuvenated his career. And as you say, he has got better.
Mm.
But I think I just want better than he's done well.
Mm.
I'm being greedy. I look at Partey, the way Partey plays. I love the way he fucking plays. But people aren't giving him criticisms when I think they should.
But
he don't last the fucking game, this geezer.
I thought Partey was really poor against Burnley.
No. I mean as a whole. Oh. Like him actually just coming into the side, into the squad, the purchase of Partey, you know, has shown, like as you said, Granit Xhaka is doing things that, not doing things that he couldn't do before.
Yeah.
So he was like too worried about his defensive side of the game, whereas having him there, Partey, he hasn't got to like worry about it. But like with Partey, like I think with the way he don't finish games, that is a fucking major concern.
What, he never finishes?
He don't finish games. I don't know what's wrong with him.
Look at your face. He looks so upset.
But and then you're bringing on players like with like 10, 15 minutes to go. It's 1-1. Like bringing Ceballos on and taking Partey off or whatever. That's a difficult fucking game to get. Any game in the Premier is difficult to get into. But that is a difficult game to get into. And he's like, it's always the same fucking shit. Like it's starting to get on me fucking tits.
What is the decisions that he's making, the substitutions? Or
No. Sorry, Partey, the way he's not been able to finish a game.
Yeah, but I think that's just fit through fitness, isn't it, mate? He will finish a game, obviously, eventually. But he has been out for a while. I mean, I read something today that, like, since we've bought him, I don't think he's even played, like, 3 or 4 games in a row, is he? And I get that's a massive concern, but he's come over, he's had a few injuries, and...
Maybe just having him in the squad or even starting and playing 70 minutes is enough. And the game against Burnley, we should have been out of sight.
We should have been out of sight. We should have definitely... Saka's got to score that one. He should definitely score that one. And listen, mate, I'm not making excuses. Like, I'm not. Like I'm the first person to criticise Arsenal and say the performance weren't good enough, or we didn't play well, or this wasn't good enough, this was. But the referee, like, mate, you can't play against 11 men and a referee. It's crap, mate. The geezer's hands hit, like, his hand ball, like, he's grabbed the ball.
Yeah, what do you think that is then? Why has that not been given as a pen? Because and do you know what? Sorry to interrupt, but how is the fucking linesman not given it?
Oh, mate, I don't even know how to explain it. It's just crap because they're going to say proximity and all that. All right, cool. So if it's proximity, then next time there's a scramble in the box and someone shoots, like inside the 6-yard box, and the defender saves it with his hand, then proximity, it's not a penalty then,
yeah?
Based on that logic.
Mm.
The geezer's touched it with his hand, mate. It's clear as day, it's handball, it's a penalty. And then 10 minutes later, he's hit his shoulder and you're sending him off and giving a penalty.
Mm.
For what? You know you fucked up in the first place. That's why you're trying to make up for it now, when it should just be a penalty.
Mm.
And the Premier League is hard enough, as we've said time and time again, to play against 11 men and a referee.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous, mate. It's why we don't have referees representing England at major competitions.
Yeah.
It's crap. You have a look throughout the season now. We're 12 points worse off through refereeing decisions. 12. Yeah. As an absolute minimum.
Like even the geezers running the VAR in the booth at that Stockley Park are referees as well.
Of course.
It Kevin Friend?
Yeah. But how can you not see a penalty? Now, look, I'm not saying that ref... I said to you before, I don't like blaming refs, and I don't, because I think to myself, if there's a bad decision, there's still 90 minutes for you to change it.
Yep.
But over the course of a season, you can't keep having all these decisions go against you. It is ridiculous. The David Luiz sending off at Wolves, yeah? You've got this one now against Burnley. You've got the Aston Villa one, which we should have had a penalty, and then the concert should have been sent off against Saka.
Yep,
There's one more and I can't remember it off the top of my head. But, mate, it's just ridiculous. It can't keep happening. And it seems to keep happening.
It's the inconsistency with it all as well. Like when you look at the Tottenham Fulham game.
How is that handball? But then you're not giving it.
Yeah.
It just doesn't make no sense, mate. It really doesn't. And I'm not. And like if an Arsenal fan, including you, want to sit there and tell me you can't, there's no progression, or you can't see that we're a million times better under Mikel Arteta, then you're just doing it for argument's sake.
Yeah.
Because we are. We're 100 times better. And Pep once said that he can only coach his team to get the ball close to the net, but it's up to them to put it in the net.
Mm.
And we're making the chances now under Arteta. Yeah, we're playing really well.
Aubameyang looks, I don't know, maybe the rest has helped him, but he looks
He looks like he's coming back. Saka should have buried that the other day. And another thing the other day was probably Pablo Mari was the most comfortable centre-half I've ever seen against Burnley in an Arsenal shirt. Mm. Normally we struggle and he was just Chris Wood, no, hold up, mate.
Yeah.
See you later.
Stay there.
Ta-ta.
Mm.
Unbelievable. Top performance from him.
I thought Chambers done all right.
Yeah, I thought Chambers done all right.
I
thought Chambers done all right, but I mean, he's obviously not your first, he's not your first choice, and I'd imagine he probably will be gone in the summer.
Yeah.
It's just annoying, mate, because you look at all the points that we've dropped this season because of poor decisions, and it's like, we could be third, fourth, second even, mate, if all these decisions go our way.
Mm.
And the thing is, when you look back and you think, one decision don't go your way, cool, fair enough. Two decisions don't go your way, cool, fair enough. But when you're talking about four and five, six decisions, mate, that are changing games.
Then you've also got people like Sean Dyche complaining that they've had the least amount of penalties given for them this season. So maybe we should roll around a little bit more and
But maybe you should.
Yeah.
Like, if that's what it takes, because we all know Spurs do it. Spurs get, as soon as they get touched, they roll around on the floor. Certain players are branded as cheats. Certain players are branded as
clever.
Yeah. That's crap. If you're getting touched, go down. I'm all for it and take the penalty, because it ain't going to work any other way. You don't get treated any different or get any more points for being honest.
Yeah.
What's the point?
Yeah, true.
What is the point?
Speaking of Spurs, big game this weekend.
Mm.
Are you one of those bods that can sit there comfortably and watch it and not get ants in your pants? Or are you going to be watching it with your nan and smashing the gaff up?
No, I'll be watching it with nan and smashing the gaff up. But I'm confident.
Talk us through your your ritual, like on North London Derby Day. Like, what do you do in the morning?
I won't watch Tottenham the week before.
Okay.
I didn't watch him yesterday.
Yeah.
Just one of them things.
Yeah.
I won't talk to my dad for a week because he's Tottenham.
Oh, man.
So we won't talk.
Yeah.
Ritual, normally you sort of go out early doors, don't you? But that won't happen this week because I'm on nights at work, so I'll be straight up.
Mm-hmm.
Bosh, downstairs with Nan. She's got to wear the same clothes.
And it's a 4 o'clock kickoff as well, isn't it?
Yeah, 4:30.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah,
that
but
that normally happen on for a North London derby either. It normally happens about the 12:30 on a Saturday.
Yeah, but we've got Olympiacos Thursday as well, haven't we? So if we win that, I'll make sure me and Nan are both in the same clothes from that night because I'm superstitious. Then I've got to have the cushions in the right place. I've got to have my little ball.
Yeah.
Bit nuts, mate.
Beers? Cup of tea? Coffee?
Coffee. Yeah. Well, I've got a new thing that I'm addicted to in a minute. Well, I was addicted to it before, but I've only just recently found it again.
Go on.
Fucking Bovril, mate.
Yeah, sick man.
Oh, I'm addicted to it, mate.
Yeah.
Bovril's top tier, innit?
It reminds me of the hospital.
Huh?
Like broth.
Well, it reminds me of Leighton Orient.
Oh, really?
Used to go over there.
And a meat pie.
Yeah, used to go. When I was a kid, Dad used to take me over there.
I used to watch Arsenal on the pre-season. Used to play Orient.
That's it, yeah. But because he was Spurs and I was Arsenal, and obviously we weren't going, we'd go there, we'd agree. So we'd go there and I'd have a burger and a Bovril. And it was only like, last week, funny enough, last week when I had that toothache and I couldn't eat, Nan was like, why don't you have a Bovril? Because that'll fill you up as well. So I was like, yeah, get it. Now I'm addicted to it, mate.
The old crooners, mate, they're so knowledgeable.
There's me telling
you to fucking have rum and it probably helped a little bit when you woke up with a hangover.
Definitely woke up with a hangover, mate. I'm telling you.
But like, ask your Nan.
Yeah, she
can't even ask your mum.
No.
Your mum's into the 50s, but like, your Nan.
Mm.
They know all the tricks of the fucking
trade. Yeah, she was like, if you can't eat, just have some Bovril. The heat might be all right. The heat will be all right on it because it's only the cold that makes it, and it'll fill you up as well. I was like, yes, hold that.
What is your starting 11? Everyone fit? Everyone all right? What is your starting 11?
Leno in goal. Cedric. David Luiz. Pablo Mari, Kieran Tierney, Thomas Partey, Granit Xhaka, Ødegaard, Saka, Uber, Pepe.
Wow.
Nah, hear me out.
Okay, yeah, go on.
Hear me out.
Pepe, obviously not smack bang up top.
Pepe out on the left. Yep. I like him on the left.
Yep.
And I think he'll cause whoever their right back is problems. Doherty, yep. Aurier, he won't be fazed by them. Reason I've gone with Mari is because with Kane going to drop off, Mari's not going to follow him. We've discussed this before. He's not going to go chasing him.
No.
Because if he goes chasing him, there's room for Bow and Son in behind.
Yeah.
Mari ain't going to do that.
No.
So I've gone with Mari. He'll be a little bit more composed. He won't panic. He'll good in the air, because you know Kane likes to get an header against yeah. us. Bow's good in the air.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that would be my 11. I think Tin is going to have Bow under complete wraps.
Yeah.
A little bit worried whoever faces Son, to be honest with you.
On the right, yeah. yeah. They're going to have to double team up. And yep. That's why I'd put Saka on the right as
that's
well.
That's why, yeah, Saka's yeah. out there. But I'm a little bit confident, mate.
But you are, though. I'm not pessimistic about it. I'm just I get nervous about these games. Yeah. I don't like them. No, sweat's going down my back at the minute.
I'm not nervous.
No.
I'm not nervous. Did you watch them yesterday? Because like I said, I won't watch them.
No.
No, you didn't watch them.
I'm exactly the same as
yeah,
you.
Yeah, no, I won't watch them the week before. Mm. I can't.
Because everyone's going on about them in the sense that, oh my God, they're fucking fantastic. All I've seen is Harry Kane's goal.
I see that. It was a bit of a weldy though, weren't it?
Yeah, unbelievable. Mm. Very good. I don't like about the game. I've said it before. I'd like to just sort of wake up and be like, oh, all right, well, they won or we won.
Yeah.
Or it was a draw. Get on with it.
Yeah.
But yeah, it ruins your week.
But that's why I'm glad it's Sunday at 4. Because you see, when it's the Saturday early kickoff and you lose, you can't watch football for the rest of the week.
No.
You know what I mean? Did you watch?
You can't look at Twitter. You can't. Nah. Look at
did you watch United City?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think of that?
United were very, very, very good.
He's got one over there, hasn't he, old Solskjaer?
Yeah, but I don't think anybody clocks on either.
No.
I don't think he gets the credit either.
What? No, not for what he does. No. That's like three in a row now, isn't it?
Yeah, and I impressed with Luke Shaw.
Yeah, yeah.
Nice goal. My old man was fucking, it's worse than me, but yeah, he missed it. I went, Dad, it's just a controlled strike. I went, let him have it.
It was a good goal, that, wasn't it?
I thought it was very good. But, they made, all right, people talk about Man City had all the possession. They always have the possession.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? Like, let's not get it twisted. But I thought Man United defended very well, very good on the counter-attack. But they've got the players to counter-attack.
Yeah,
and having the guile as well with, as we say, one of the players of the season, Bruno Fernandes, I think that they've got a... He's the oil for the team. Do you know what I mean? He gets everything going. And he's passionate. He puts his foot in. And McTominay's doing well. And I'm not his biggest fan, but McTominay's doing well. And I think, but yet again, in that game particularly, everyone knew their role.
Yeah, Dan James did well as well, didn't he?
Yep.
Yeah.
But yeah, again, it's the counter-attacking side of it. Like pace. Because Solskjaer knows, I think, that with Man City, they just bomb on.
Mm.
So they'll end up with two centre-halves and the older midfielder. The right-back and the left-back are gone.
Yeah.
And on the counter-attack... You got Rashford, Martial, James, Bruno supplying them.
Yeah.
So I think I think they've done very, very well. And I reckon they'll get second.
Who?
I think City will still win it, but I think Man United will still win it. On for second.
They'll still win it. I just hope this don't start... You know, sometimes with Pep, he overthinks things, doesn't he? Like, he overcomplicates it.
We'll drop four.
Now, because he's lost this, I hope he doesn't overcomplicate stuff and then Spurs end up beating him in the cup final because he, like, does one of these... Because you know when they play him in the Champions League final, in the Champions League semis?
Yeah.
He always picks a mental team.
Yeah, didn't he drop someone out?
He dropped, like, everyone.
Didn't De Bruyne he dropped?
Yeah. Tottenham Stadium. He dropped, like, all of them.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping he don't...
Have one mad one. Yeah.
I'm hoping he don't have one of these mad ones against them.
When is that cup final?
I think it's April. Is it April?
Okay.
End of March.
It's still
away
then.
It's still a way away, but I think it's early April, end of March.
Liverpool.
I was just going to say that. They're fucked, mate.
What's going on?
Oh, mate, I don't even know, mate.
But they don't even look good.
No, mate, I've been saying for ages it was tiredness, weren't it? Like, exhaustion. I don't even think... Mate, I don't know what it is. It looks like they've just give up.
Yeah. They're not... that old adage, they're not playing for the manager. It doesn't look like it, does it?
It don't look like that, but how can they not? How can they not be playing for him?
Fulham done all right, though. Fulham played. Lookman was always like a bit of a danger man.
Yeah, I do like that read in the middle as well. Read and Lamina. That was a good little partnership going on. But yeah, I don't know. They can't not be playing for him, surely. You can't just stop.
But I do agree in some way about your, like, the tiredness.
Yeah.
In a sense that Henderson's fucked. I think he'll be a struggle for the Euros, personally, because they're talking about it would come back in April. It's never that straightforward.
Mm.
Henderson ain't playing. Van Dijk.
No, I'm
sweet. Fucking not from last week. If anyone watched last week, listen to me chops and chewing gum on the fucking microphone. Embarrassment. It was like...
I was going to kick you under the table and say, shut up.
Should have done. Instead, I'd done it for an hour and a half. Got a fucking jaw ache afterwards.
Yeah, I don't know that.
And their front three ain't firing on all cylinders. They don't look like they get on.
They don't.
Mane and fucking Salah. They don't look like they get on. I mean, I was watching on my Fire Stick. Cheers, Mem. On my Fire Stick, one of the channels, and Michael Owen was doing analysis in the studio, and he said something outrageous, but you'd think, like, I don't know, you're a multi-millionaire, you was a very good striker.
Mm.
He said that he thinks that there's a bit of untoward going on. So basically, the penalty taker at Liverpool is Mo Salah.
Yeah.
Number one. Mane had an opportunity twice in one game to go down.
Yeah.
Got clipped.
Didn't
go down. So Michael Owen was saying, the reason why he ain't gone down to win a penalty is because he don't want Salah to fucking score more goals than he.
No, I can't have that.
But that's probably why that fucking pillar came in Sky Sports or BT Sport. He's been farmed out of the fucking...
I don't know
what I'm doing with this bottle here.
I mean, I'm all up for some healthy competition, but...
But yeah, I mean, that was a bit far-fetched. But when you look the way they play, it's like when Salah is fucking ultra-greedy and he don't score, watch Mane straight away.
Yeah.
He's not. But then vice versa, but it's exactly the same.
This is like what we said, you know, last week when we had, when Aaron was here, and we were saying to him about what was it like for Mikal Smith and Bwed, did you all get on? And you could see they got on the pitch, where they celebrated, the way they played.
Yeah.
There ain't that there with them three. Like you said, they don't. And it looked very reminiscent of... Klopp's last season at Dortmund.
Yeah.
And I did say a few weeks ago that, do you remember I said I think Klopp will go?
Yep.
And I think he'll go Bayern.
Mm.
I'm still standing by that.
What, before the end of the season?
Maybe not before the end of the season, but maybe at the end of it.
I reckon
he may go back to Bayern. Just because as well that his mum died as well, didn't he? And he couldn't get back over there. And all these things come into play. They're not playing for him. You can see they're not. They just look like they've given up. I can't believe why they've done that. Or there's obviously stuff going on that obviously we'll never know.
I think it's shown Liverpool for what it is, in the sense that their squad isn't a good squad.
No, it's not.
I don't think.
First 11, immense.
Yeah.
After that, not so much, mate.
Yeah, it's like average.
Mm.
Very average. And when you then take out Salah and put in Shaqiri, or take out Firmino and put in Origi. I know Origi scored in the Champions League final, blah, 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 blah. But it's a huge, huge difference.
Of course it is, massive.
And then you take out Wijnaldum and you'll have Milner. I know Wijnaldum has been there or thereabouts, but then Naby Keita ain't been doing too well.
No, he ain't, has he?
Thiago, he ain't fitted in. I mean, I spoke to a few people now, and like even especially what you said, and I see it more now. It's like Liverpool always been like, ball down out from the back, wallop, on we go, fucking lump it up top.
You don't.
Very quick passing. Instead of going on a counter-attack, he'll be like, man, drag it back, centre half, bring it back to me. That's the Pep way.
That's the way you control a game on abroad.
That's what he's done in Bayern Munich.
The way you do
Barcelona.
It.
Yeah, but with Liverpool, I think he's not fitting in. Definitely not fitting in, and they miss their big players. Huge.
Massive, isn't it?
Yeah, who else we got? Who's playing today? Chelsea were winning.
Also, what I want to ask you is, we're getting close to the end of the season now, 10 games.
Mm.
Who's going? It's getting tight down there, mate. Obviously, you're looking at Sheffield United and West Brom, they're goners.
Right, Sheffield United, though, they're doing all right, but I think they're gone.
They're gone. West Brom look like they're probably goners. And then you lot, Fulham,
Brighton,
and Newcastle.
I think that Newcastle and, I'd say, Brighton have got a little bit too much to go down. I think Fulham will be.
I want Fulham to stay up. I want Brighton to get relegated.
Yeah, obviously.
We can buy all their players.
Yeah, Bissouma and Lamptey for 10 mil.
Yeah, all of them, mate.
Dunk. Would you have Dunk?
I
know you got Mari now, haven't we? So we're right.
Yeah, I wouldn't have Dunk, mate.
Juan Pablo.
Yeah,
what size is that shirt?
Large.
Tonka Tonk, you need an XL, mate.
Why?
Your arms are fucking busting out the seams, bruv.
I need a medium, mate.
A medium.
Need a nice little medium.
Medium.
I had small. I got a small one the other day.
Who's your top four?
City, Leicester, United, and Chelsea.
Don't think Spurs, no.
No.
Just miss out, or they'll be way off.
No, probably. I think they'll fifth. I reckon it's gonna go City.
Yep.
Leicester, United, Chelsea, Spurs, West Ham, Liverpool.
Wow.
Villa, Everton, Arsenal.
We're 10th, aren't we?
Yeah.
That ain't bad.
Well, maybe give or take. Maybe swap around Everton. Maybe.
Everton, Villa and Arsenal, I think.
Yeah, it can be either way. Depends how long Grealish is out for. Depends on what Everton you get, because they can turn up and do one of other things. And it depends on how much Arteta prioritises the Europa League.
Europa League. We fucked ourselves against Olympiakos last time. Do you think it will be the same again?
No.
Easy?
Yeah, we'll smoke them. I'm not even worried about that at all, mate. That won't even be an issue. I'll be surprised if that ain't over Thursday.
Ask a question. So, Olympiakos is obviously an okay area to play a football game.
Yeah.
Are they playing their home game there?
I think we're having them both at normal stadiums.
Okay.
As far as I know.
What, because of the restrictions?
Yeah, because it's only... I think it's only Spain and Portugal.
Okay.
That you're not allowed to play.
So
your...
That's why Benfica, we had to play in Olympiakos, sorry.
Yeah, I think it's Spain and Portugal.
Fair enough.
Well, I think, but then I thought, then Dortmund played in Seville. I don't even know what the rules are anymore.
You just turn up, didn't you?
Yeah, you just turn up wherever you're told to go. But yeah, I think I haven't read anything about it being played elsewhere. So yeah. I will be all right against them, mate. I think it'll be wrapped up by Thursday.
More news on the Euros possibly being held over here. You did say this six to eight weeks ago. No, more people are saying in I'd say the tabloids and whatever.
Oh.
People are saying that England is one of the front runners.
Just makes sense, mate. It can't be anywhere else. It can only be here.
Yeah.
It can only be here or Germany, but we're going to be ahead of Germany with this whole vaccine stuff. So
I think if I read it correctly, they wanted to put more games over here.
Okay.
Not all of them.
But
more games over here, and it will be at Tottenham's new ground.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Because the semi-finals and final are here anyway, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, they can't. Yeah. It'll be a majority of it will be over here. But I said that ages ago. It just makes perfect sense, doesn't it?
I think, I don't like the way it's been like, oh, put it all over Europe. I think it's a load of fucking...
How are you going to travel and see your team? Like, have you ever done like a World Cup or a Euros?
Nah.
Oh, so I've done one, and mate, I'll tell you something, it's hard work, mate.
Yeah.
Like, you're just constantly travelling to follow around your country. So, to try that, why would you want to do it in multiple...
I think the people that designed all that, that wanted all that, are the same fucking wankers that designed VAR.
Well, probably. They don't care. Yeah, of course they are, mate.
And wanted the World Cup in Qatar and all that fucking shit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's the following year, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
2022.
But it's in December. Then that's going to work.
But this is the thing. If it's not broke, you don't fix it. Why are you altering another league seat? We just had fucking COVID.
Yeah.
We're still trying to get through that.
Yeah.
So next season, we're going to have a normal year.
Yeah.
And then it's going to be fucked again in 2022 because you've got to then fucking go on a 2-3-4 week holiday.
I don't know how that's going to work, mate.
In
December.
It's boring.
What are they going to do?
I don't think they care. But it's money. Everything's money.
Yeah.
All right, money makes the world
so
go round, but they
do,
don't
though?
Think about the fans.
What would you do, though? You're going to have to break the Premiership for 6 weeks, probably even 8 weeks. How would you organise the Premiership then? Because it's in December, so what's the plan? What's the situation?
So we're doing, during like the Christmas period, they do like the, we took on, was it last season, the 2 week period? When it, over the, not the Christmas period, the fucking January, we had 2 weeks.
Break.
I'd probably...
But it's going to have to be 8 weeks, minimum.
I think that the players that come out from the respective teams, be it fucking Arsenal, whoever, any internationals that are leaving, they just have to then go into a COVID-style remake of catching up games, if that makes sense. So 3 games in 1 week.
So what about the rest of the teams? They just carry on playing their games as normal?
Yeah.
No, I mean, you can't do that.
Fuck knows how they're going to do it. That's why I don't get paid to fucking figure it out.
That's why I say they're going to have to take an 8-week break.
Yeah. But then again, you're gonna get chairman of like the lower teams that ain't got internationals and whatever and be like, well, why the fuck should we do that? But then they'll get outvoted because it's money.
Yeah, of course. I don't know how they're going to do it, and I don't like it at all. Like you said, don't, if it's not broke, don't fix it, mate. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's sweet in the summer. I don't want to be...
It's great in the fucking summer.
I don't want to be out in the rain celebrating England.
December. It fucks everything up, and it's like, then you've got...
How am I going to go Winter Wonderland?
And we know you don't do that. But you want the option, though, didn't you?
Yeah.
But then again, they might put up a big screen over Winter Wonderland. That's the only way that I'd ever go over there, Winter Wonderland.
I've never been over there. Not because of what you said, that like I don't want to spend a tenner and all that and all this stuff. I just don't want to queue up, mate.
Mm.
Like, that's all it is. Yeah. Never been in there.
Fair play. You'd rather go to Dubai.
I would rather go to Dubai, mate. Absolutely.
Dubai.
And queue up to get in zero gravity. No drama whatsoever. What's time?
It's just before 22.
Oh, we're gonna have to wrap it up, Al.
Yeah.
It's going to have to be a quick one tonight, people.
No 2 from 4 this week.
No 2 from 4. It's my fault. I've got to go to work. We spent a little bit longer on Aaron's live this evening.
Yeah.
So this one's going to be a nice quick one, but we will be back next week.
Yep.
We will be back with another guest.
Yeah.
We'll be back talking North London Derby, Europa League, all the other stuff. Quickly as well, anybody who watches this on YouTube, when you're watching... If you could quickly screen record your favourite moment from it. I know there ain't been many highlights this week, but if you could screen record your favourite moment, bang it up on the socials with a hashtag #TheTwoBeards. It would be much appreciated. Aaron, tell them about the socials.
Socials, so you'll catch the podcast on all the usual channels, catch it on YouTube, follow Bo the Beard, all the underscores, Crazy Ginger Cabby, all the underscores. Thank you very much. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching.
Thank you for sharing.
Thank you for sharing.
And you get
Bosh.